On the 20th of May, a massive crowd stretching for 10 blocks marched through the streets of Chicago against the NATO summit. At the head of the march was members of Iraq Veterans Against the War. At the culmination of the protest, about 50 Iraq Veterans Against the War members returned medals they had been awarded serving NATO in Iraq and or Afghanistan.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. You look very beautiful today. This is a great turnout. My name is Jerry, I'm from New York City. I served in the Army from 2005 to 2009. I fought in Iraq in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I today am giving back my Global War on Terrorism Service Medal because I realized that after a while that it was just nothing but an idea made by a bunch of politicians, money-hungry politicians in Washington who will do nothing and have a complete disregard for human life and will do anything in their power to just make more money in the end. Now if it's just an idea, then therefore it was just an idea that sparked two wars that I had to fight in. And I don't want any part of it anymore. And I choose human life over war, militarism, and imperialism.
My name is Scott Kimball. I'm an Iraq War vet. And I'm turning in these medals today for the people of Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, and all victims of occupation across the world. And also, for all the service members and veterans who are against these wars, you are not alone!
My name is Christopher May. I left the Army as a conscientious objector. Told that these medals represented, democracy and justice and hope and change for the world. These medals represent a failure on behalf of the leaders of NATO to accurately represent the will of their own people. It represents a failure on the leaders of NATO to do what's right by the disenfranchised people of this world. Instead of helping them, they take advantage of them, and they're making things worse. I will not be a part of that anymore. These medals don't mean anything to me, and they can have them back.
Even the cops stood by as Taps was then played. Unfortunately, it was not long afterwards that the Chicago cops decided to threaten people with tear gas and a whale war-style LRAD sound cannon in a futile attempt to disperse the massive crowd. Iraq Veterans Against the War also staged a retirement ceremony for the American flag. Given the behavior of the police, perhaps such a ceremony should also be held for the Constitution.